Venezuela's opposition leader and self-proclaimed President Juan Guaido says he'll open a humanitarian corridor into Venezuela by February 23rd, raising the stakes in the fight over who is the country's legitimate president. That fight now centers on a shipment of aid sent by the Trump administration, which supports Guaido's claim to power. Nicolas Maduro's government has refused the aid, creating a standoff at the border with Colombia and heightening tensions in the country's political crisis. Tamir Poras joins us now on Skype. He was chief of staff to Maduro until 2013 and an advisor to former President Hugo Chavez. He's now a visiting professor at Sciences Po. You write in The Guardian that the recognition of Guaido by the U.S. as Venezuela's interim president risks a bloody civil war. Why?
Well, the recognition of Guaido is motivated on what I believe to be weak assumptions. One is there is a policy or a decision from the Trump administration that there must be a regime change in Venezuela that ignores the fact that Venezuela has been very divided politically during the last few years. And second, that the U.S. administration has very explicitly said that they are willing to use force to accelerate this regime change. So if that transition doesn't happen automatically, what will be the next move?
Well, so then what would you suggest that the U.S. and other countries, by the way, do in this situation? They're watching, you know, hundreds of people dealing with starvation because of food shortages. They're watching the economy collapse. Millions of people, according to the United Nations, have fled Venezuela in the last few years. What is the rest of the world supposed to do? Just stand back and allow things to continue as they are, or what?
Well, first of all, if the internal situation of Venezuela has to be dealt with by the international community, they have to do so within the framework of international law. Secondly, it also needs to take into consideration the internal political situation of the country. So the international community, for instance, should acknowledge that the Venezuelan society is deeply divided and then should help Venezuelans and the different factions within Venezuela to reach a political agreement that guarantees that whatever the outcome of the crisis, the country will remain peaceful, the political system will be democratic, and that the Venezuelan society will be in conditions to address its very deep problems. Today, Venezuela is facing a deep economic crisis that has generated this social deep social problem that has motivated people to leave the country, but that solution cannot be reached and that problem cannot be addressed if the country does not find a stable and democratic solution to the crisis.
But many of the people, including Mr. Guaido, have said that the democratic process is not working, that the election, the last election of Maduro, was not legitimate.
The reason for that claim is that the opposition that Mr. Guaido now represents and the government were unable to reach a political agreement that created conditions for both parties to agree to participate in an election. So the core problem, the reason for the election being considered illegitimate, is that most of the opposition parties did not participate. So again, the root of the problem is the absence of a political agreement internally in Venezuela. So recognizing Mr. Guaido today is taking sides with Venezuelan opposition, ignoring the fact that the government, Chavismo, the armed forces have a strong influence within the country, and again, that problem is not solved. So once again, if you increase the pressure, the risk of a conflict within the country increases also.
And by the way, when you use the term Chavismo, this is the ideology that is based on the ideas of the former Venezuelan president, Hugo Chavez, who you were an advisor to. Let me ask you about the immediate situation, which is this aid that the U.S. says it is trying to send in and that the Maduro government has set up a blockade of it. They're saying that this is a pretext for invasion. What do you think should happen with that aid that Guaido says is coming in and that he wants released to the people, but that Maduro is blocking?
First, let's talk about the facts. Mr. Guaido self-proclaims president on January 23rd. then the U.S. administration recognizes Guaido. Then Guaido asks the U.S. to send that aid of worth $20 million. And the Trump administration, which perceives the Maduro administration as an enemy, sends this aid to the borders of Venezuela. So you understand that this is a political move. The UN and the International Red Cross have stated very clearly that, again, humanitarian action should be separate from political goals. So this is not a discussion on, you know, whether Venezuela requires international assistance. Is the way this assistance or so-called assistance is being proposed by the Trump administration that makes policy to facilitate or generate a regime change in Venezuela. That's the reason why we have reached this point.
So you think that Maduro is right to block the aid?
I'm not saying that he's right to block it. I'm explaining the reasons why he is blocking it. Just days before deciding sending this aid, the U.S. administration, in a hostile move to Maduro's government in Venezuela, seized oil-related assets worth billions of dollars in Venezuela. So again, the Trump administration is sending help to Venezuela worth $20 million. And at the same time, they have blocked oil assets and oil revenues worth billions of dollars. So once again, they are also making that argument. I'm not defending the fact that Venezuela does not need help. I'm just explaining that the political framework within which this aid is being sent to Venezuela has political implications, and the explanation why the Maduro administration is blocking it is the one that I have given you.
As we said, you were the chief of staff to Nicolas Maduro until 2013. This is before he became the president of Venezuela.
Yeah.
But if you listen to the critics of Maduro, you would think that he is somebody who just refuses to give up his power, somebody who's willing to see his people starve, somebody who's willing to see the economy collapse to hold on to power, and somebody who is using some of the oil revenues of Venezuela to pay off people to support him. Is any of that true in your view, or what do you think?
Well, I have been myself a critic of Maduro's rule. So again, I here stand from the perspective of a Chavista who served under President Hugo Chavez and who has disagreed deeply with President Maduro's rule. There is absolutely lots of critics concerning his, you know, approach to the country's economy, the way the oil revenues have been used, etc. But again, this dramatic move from the opposition, self-proclaiming president, seeking international recognition, in my opinion, raises the danger of a parallel state, you know, emerging in Venezuela, the institutions of Venezuela being split. We see how it has worked out, for instance, in a different geography, but in the case of Libya, for instance, where the state was divided, in the case of Iraq, for instance, where after the invasion, again, the state was dismantled. We have seen how those societies have become chaotic, how the political problems, internal political problems that weren't addressed before the international community made very, very radical moves and even decided on the use of military force. We have seen that those countries have not found stability, have not been able to organize democratically. So again, in the case of Venezuela, a more intelligent, pragmatic way of addressing the problem, whatever the political stance is understanding that this is a very divided society and that needs all political factions, whether we agree with them or not, to reach political agreement. And the main efforts of the international community should be focused on that goal.
You're joining us from Paris today. Do you have hope that your country will return to stability, that Venezuela will return to stability?
Absolutely. I do have hope. But again, I can only, one, advocate for restraint, moderation, instead of pushing for a more dramatic and eventually violent outcome to this crisis.
That is Tamir Poras, who was chief of staff to the Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro before he was president. He's now a visiting professor at Sciences Po in Paris. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.